In the story of Bond, though, he speaks to a kind of disembodied voice. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this, so I guess this ties in sort of to what we've said about the witch and what we've said about her story as well. What was your take on the suggestion of a vague Faustian deal in Bourne?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting as well, because it's the first time I've seen in something the Punisher, something that could cross over to be supernatural. I mean, I do know that in some other Marvel stories, the devil, or in some form of devil character, does appear.
Yeah, I honestly don't take it literally, to be honest. I mean, I think there are a couple of elements of it that honestly make it quite hard not to take literally, but I genuinely just think in order for the story to work, it just has to be another symptom of Frank Castle's utter insanity rather than anything, a literal devil deal.
Early on, I certainly interpreted it as just kind of, it's a voice in his head, it's another aspect of his personality, especially in the fact that what works really well in the comic is that if this was a TV show or a film, you would have had to have it as like an actual voice talking, whereas because it's in a comic, it just appears as a kind of isolated box of text, the same way that something saying, you know, telling you where you are or what year you are. So it's those kind of boxes provide wider context. So in that sense, it was performing the same role. It was just dialogue providing wider context to Frank Castle's thoughts. So, you know, by not giving them a voice so much, just putting the words next to the picture does much more leave it open to your own interpretation, and also does suggest that it's, you know, doesn't characterize what those words actually are. When it got later on and it got to the end of the story and he was kind of in dialogue with this voice and the things the voice said influenced the plot, I was, at that point, I thought you were supposed to interpret it as a form of literal Faustian deal. I didn't know if it was necessarily the devil. I know, obviously, there are some very powerful characters in the Marvel Universe. I mean, I don't know if it was supposed to be Thanos or something.
Well,
I don't know.
the Max stuff, the Marvel comics with the Max stamp on the outside that take place in their sort of mature Vidas line.
Yeah.
Certainly, the Punisher ones by Garth Ennis do generally take place outside of Marvel continuity. There's no cosmic beings or anything. There's no other Marvel guest stars.
There's no crossover with Thor or Iron Man.
Yeah, like in the present day Punisher Max stuff, Garth Ennis wrote a Punisher Max line series for 60 issues, as well as these short stories. And they all take place with us in a sort of real-time sense, as in the Punisher is actually in his 50s, when the stories take place in like the early 2000s. Whereas generally the Marvel Universe Punisher is sort of generic superhero age, sort of 30s, maybe 40s. And I think his origin, for necessity, has been sort of quietly shifted from Vietnam to generic Middle East conflict.
Same as it is in the current Daredevil TV show.
Yes, exactly. So, whereas the Garth Ennis Max run is, I think, meant to be grounded in this sort of, part of me doesn't want to say realistic, but a plausible, real-time, certainly, basis, with no other Marvel characters. So, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the Devil Deal-y stuff, in that when it gets really literal towards the end, the sort of, I don't understand, is he talking to a literal dark force, or is he just crazy? And obviously, you know, like with the witch and like with her story, maybe the ambiguity is part of the fun, but does get a bit odd when you get to the point where it seems to basically know the future.
Yeah, that is a strange part. I mean, it's only when you get right to the end, after he leaves Vietnam, the voice starts to talk about taking away his family because it's part of a deal and, you know, it's going to lead to him to fight forever. At that point, I was very much like, we have crossover somewhat out of the realm of ambiguity now.
Yeah, I mean, the bit in the final issue where he's ranting about a war that lasts forever, a war that never ends. Honestly, I can imagine Frank Castle saying that to himself. But that last scene with his family was a bit weird.
Yeah, but it was certainly interesting.